Good evening, planeswalkers, paladins, and punk rockers of all ages. You're listening to the Beastmaster Podcast, your one-stop shop for all accounts of things that'll rip your face off and add your treasures to their hoards. As always, I'm your ever-humble host, CJ, and today's topic, we will be talking about another cat, just as we did last Thursday. So, the cat in question this week, is the Long Tusks of Kaladesh. The Plain of Kaladesh is a specimen of magical phenomena all on its own. But some of the flora and fauna that reside on the plain are very interesting in their own right. Most of the fauna on Kaladesh have adapted to take advantage of Kaladesh's high amount of concentrated aether that is present in readily accessible areas to all manner of creatures on the plain. One such beast that takes advantage of the natural aether on Kaladesh is the long-tusk tiger. Most herbivores on Kaladesh are immensely larger than they would be on other planes because the plants they consume contain lots of excess aether, which is a growing agent in most organic life forms. Now, the reason that the long-tusked tiger is so well known throughout Kaladesh is for its intelligence. Now, despite being a large saber-toothed cat, long tusks aren't actually born like that. You see, it's behavior taught to cubs by parents, and despite looking like a saber-toothed cat on any other plane of existence that would solely eat meat, long-tusked tigers are omnivores, and so when the cubs have finally finished weaning off breast milk, their parents will teach them to eat certain ether-rich plants on Kaladesh, and this will cause most long-tusks to grow from being the size of about your typical Dominarian saber-toothed cat to about the size of a horse. So they harness aether to grow artificially, but it is a learned behavior from parent to cub. So and because of this larger size, they're able to take down all manner of prey that a normal tiger-sized tiger would not be able to, such as the arborback camel, which is a creature so massive that they grow entire forests on their back, and a pack of long-tusk cubs, of course being horse-sized, can take down these creatures. So, adventurers, if you ever find yourselves wandering the cowls of Kaladesh, beware, for you might come against the wrong end of a long tusk. Alright, so that looks like it's going to do it for the first episode of week 2 of the Beastmaster Podcast. Sorry this one was a little shorter, but I'm still trying to get the schedule for the podcast figured out. So I think what we are most likely going to be doing is one show every weeknight with weekends off, and every Wednesday we'll be doing Weapons Wednesdays. And these little after episode segments I do is kind of where I'll let you guys know if we're doing something different on a given week, anything like that, if something comes up in my schedule that makes the podcast a little difficult for a particular day or something, that we might miss an upload. So don't worry about that. As always, I'm CJ, your host. You can find me over on Twitter at Canon Gregoire. And I will see you guys in the next one. Good night.